Now, Eleanor, this one certainly strikes a chord with me. This person says, how come all the biggest insects tend to be in tropical regions? I think they're talking about things like, you know, big spiders. They're not insects, obviously, but they're, you know, similar sort of thing, aren't they? Eat insects, stick insects and so on. Centipedes, millipedes, you get these giant things, but not in cold countries like Britain. Why?
Well, this is one of the things I love most about the tropics, is the incredible sizes of just spiders that will blow your mind, and beautiful beetles. It's really down to two really simple things. For something which is an invertebrate to get big, it tends to need two things, one of which is warmth helps. It's better if it's a bit warmer. And then also having constant access to food. So somewhere like the UK, you know, you have this problem about winter. And so, you know, everything kind of stops over winter. Whereas in the tropics, you kind of have this amazing opportunity for things to be able to develop all the year round, which is why you end up getting the opportunity for some of these amazing species. The really interesting thing, though, is that that's on the species level. On the individual level, microclimate is really, really important. So, for example, the conditions which a particular beetle might have to grow up on one side of a garden might be completely different to a beetle that lives on the other side of the garden, because one side has shade and one side has sunlight, which means that on the individual level, it's the microclimate that's the really important thing. So big species grow in the tropics, but just because it's in the tropics, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll reach its full potential.
A bit like humans, really, because if you don't feed someone properly, they don't grow very much. Stuart?
Yeah, only really that it does compare with what's happened in development of domestic dogs, where as we've domesticated them, one of the things we think's happened is that because they wouldn't have maybe got as much food as they could have done in the wild, it's led to them becoming smaller. And of course, from our point of view, that was great, because no one wants a wolf when you could have a slightly smaller, cuter looking wolf. So actually this kind of not necessarily getting the nutrition that you would normally need has actually, I say, benefited us, but it's part of the domestication process. So it kind of rings in true with that.
So what happened to a pug then?
We happened to pugs, I'm afraid.